Hiramus Yerushalmi, corresponding to Hiramus Babli, Daf Ayin Aleph. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Mem Gimel on the base, 22 lines up, with the words Kodshim Mau Shihu Asurim Ba'oil. Kodshim Mau Shihu Asurim Ba'oil. A Kodshim forbidden to an oil, someone who's uncircumcised. You cannot learn from Pesach, because breaking a bone is not forbidden for other kodshim, only for Pesach. You cannot learn kodshim from truma, because this would be lamed, meaning something learned from elsewhere, from lamed, means that Bishmo learns truma from Pesach. The answer is in the end, you'll learn from a gzer shava, mimenu, mimenu. Just like mimenu said about Pesach, an oil is disqualified from eating it. Also, mimenu about kodshim, an oil is disqualified. Kodshim ma'u shi'asurim na'inen, are kodshim forbidden to an oinen. Mimenu, mimenu, ma'u mimenu shinem of ma'asa poisol by sa'inen, af mimenu shinem of Pesach poisol by sa'inen. The answer is we learn from mimenu, mimenu. Just like mimenu said about ma'asa in Dvarim Chafav Pasuk Yudalad, an oinen is disqualified. So too, Mimenu said about Pesach, and Oinus is disqualified. U'mufnehu, v'aloi drushahi, ka'adu d'tani. The Gemara asks, is the Gzeir Shava, Toshi V'Sochei, free for Bishmo to learn from it above? These words are expounded like the Bryce says we're going to learn now. Toshi V'Zeh Konei Kenu Eilam. Sochei V'Zeh Konei Kenu Kinyan Shonim. Yoma Toshi V'Ma Talmud Loma Sochei. The Bryce asks, Toshi V, which is an Eved Ivri, acquired permanently until Yovel, Sochei is an Eved Ivri acquired for 6 years. The Torah should say only that a Toshav, a slave of a Koyen, does not eat Truma. Why does it also write Sochei? If someone that permanently doesn't eat, certainly someone there only for 6 years wouldn't eat. Akonikin Yo'olam in Oichel, Bakonikin in Sholim, Oichel. Had it not written Sochei, would I say that one acquired permanently does not eat, but one who acquired for 6 years does eat? Rekene Isiaime, Toshav, Ze Akonikin in Sholim. The answer is, if it had written only the word Toshav, I would have said that this it refers to one acquired for years, but one acquired permanently, which will eat. Now that it says also Sechir, this teaches that Toshav is one acquired permanently, and even he does not eat. Masya answered that an Eved Ivri is a full Yisrael, surely he's obligated in Korban Pesach. Toshav and Sechir, written about Pesach, must refer to a Gentile worker. Since it's written, V'chol Aral lo yechol boy, V'chol ben necha Aral lo yechol boy, since it says the circumcised person may not eat from it, and a strange person uncircumcised may not eat from it, I already know that a Gentile may not eat, both Toshav and Sechir are extra. So it's as if the Gzer Shava is free on two sides. Also, Toshav Sochei is written about Truma, therefore we learn from the Gzeir Shava and don't challenge it. About the Rabbi Kiva, Leizer Dover Nema, Toshav Sochei of Truma. On to Rabbi Kiva, who says that Ish Ish forbids an oil to Truma, why was Toshav Sochei written about Truma? Ahi Dama, Rabbi Hila, B'Shem, Rabbi Yasa, V'Lekech, Avodim, Arelim, Minagoi, Amanas, V'Amanas Shiloi, L'Malon, Afilim, Malon, L'Yeuchlu, V'Truma. The answer is, it's like Rila taught in the name of Rabbi Yossi. It teaches about a Kohen who bought oil slaves from a Gentile on condition not to circumcise them. Even if he did circumcise them, they do not eat Truma. Rabbi Yossi b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Shimon Baba b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Halekech, Avodim min Agoi, Amanas Lemolan, V'chaz v'hen, Megagle Mohem, Shneim Asa Chodesh, Yim Kiblu Aleihem, Hore Yofi v'im Lav, Muta L'moicham L'goi. Rabbi Yossi, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, and Shimon Baba quoting Rabbi Yochanan, says, if a Kohen bought oral slaves from a Gentile on condition to circumcise them, and they retract, meaning they refuse to circumcise, he bears them for 12 months. If they accept to circumcise, that's fine. If not, one may sell them to a Gentile. Yisra b'nachma b'shem v'yishur b'levi, mas b'echad shalokach ir echad, shal avodim arelim min agoi, amas l'marlam b'choz b'hem, osa shal rabon. Yisra b'nachma, quoting v'yishur b'levi, said that the case occurred in which a person bought a city of oral slaves from a Gentile on condition to circumcise them, and they retracted. The asked Rabbanan, Amu, say, Amu le Gilgal Imahim, Bagalam Imahim Shem Asachodesh, and Kiblu Aleim, Hari Yafim Imlav, Hakol Kamilagam Medina. He told them, bear with them for 12 months. If they accept, sign. If not, everything is like the local custom means he may sell them. V'amav Yisra bar Nachman v'shur ben Levi haya b'ledukia v'hav taman v'yudun v'sir bar mikritz amalei hamtein v'anav abilim as a geyeris hazu l'machal. Yisra bar Nachman said that v'shur ben Levi was in Ledukia and v'yudun Nasi was there. V'yudun wanted to rise early to leave the city. V'shur told him, wait, tomorrow we will immerse this female convert. V'zeyo sholav Yisra bar Nachman lama v'nei kvoit hazokein al mishurim she'ein madbilim as a geyeris b'layla. If they were asked Rabbi Yisrael ben Nachman, why did Rabbi Shimon Levi ask Rabbi Yudin to stay and not to immerse her at night? Was it due to the Chacham in Rabbi Yudin's honor, means not to exert him at night, or because we don't immerse a convert at night? Because we don't immerse a convert at night. Also, if they come to Rabbi Yossi, Maul had built a game Balayla v'leho. The case came in front of Rabbi Yossi asking, may we immerse converts at night, and they didn't give a ruling. Eved Toshav La'olam, Geva Toshav Hayu Kagoy L'chol Dava. And Eved Toshav, he stipulated to keep his seven mitzvahs, but not to circumcise, one may keep him forever. When he said that he will be a Ger, means accept mitzvahs, and attracted, and wants to be a Toshav, he is like a Gentile in every way. Rishmo Barachia, Bar Yehuda, B'Shem Rechanina, Geva Toshav Megalgwe, Maimahim, Shem Asa Chodesh, Yim Chazaboy, Hayu Yafe, Vim Lav, Hayu Kagoy L'chol Dava. Rishmo Barachia, By Yehuda, quoting Rechanina, said that one who said that he will be a ger and now wants to be a toshav, one bears with him for 12 months. If he returns to accept to be a ger, it's fine. If not, he's like a Gentile in every way. Rishmo Rachia, by Yehuda, Rechanina b'shem Rebbe, ger toshav sorach lekabel alav amanas shu oichel naveles. Rishmo Rachia, quoting, by Yehuda, quoting Rechanina, said that a ger toshav must accept in order that he will observe all mitzvahs, just he may eat naveles. Amu Rabbi Elah Yomu Hadvarim Kiksavam. We love that people will say that the matters are like they are written. My Yomu Hadvarim Kiksavam. What does it mean that people will say that the matters are like they are written? Amu Yisi B'Chanina. Leseichlu Kol Nevela Lagei Ashim Sharecha Titnena Ve'Achla. Yisi B'Chanina answered that the pasuk says in Dvarim Perek Yudala Pasuk Chav Aleph, you shall not eat any Nevela to the stranger that's in your gate. You shall give it, and he shall eat. Some teach that a ger toshav we don't accept him until he accepts all the mitzvahs written in the Torah. Some teach that a ger toshav we don't accept him until he denies his idolatry. The Abba quoting of Chiyah Ba'ashi says we don't accept the ger toshav until he denies his idolatry. They says from all these opinions, he's not a ger toshav until he denies idolatry like a Gentile. He may not serve it, but he need not destroy it. Okay, man, amen. If not for Rabbi Zera's teaching, what will we say? Since he's commanded about idolatry, he cannot be mevatel it. Means just like a soul cannot be mevatel it. Well, are Gentiles not commanded about idolatry, and even so, they can be mevatel it? Answer that we need Rabbi Zera's teaching, lest you say that a ger toshav is like Yisrael in three ways. We're commanded not to withhold wages from him, not to afflict him, and he's exiled if he kills b'shogeg, like Yisrael. One might have thought that he cannot be mevatel, like Esau cannot. Therefore, he needed to say that he can be mevatel it if bitter was based on intellect and not due to a mitzvah to destroy it. Nan tana b'lo yashoik. Who is the tana who holds that withholding wages applies to a ger toshav? Rav Yose de Rav Yehuda. It's Rav Yose de Rav Yehuda. Tani ger toshav hoi b'lo yashoik. De Rav Yose de Rav Yehuda. The vice says lo yashoik applies to a ger toshav. Yehuda says a ger toshav on Shabbos is like Yisrael on Yom Tov. It's like Yisrael on Yom Tov may bake and cook, and he's forbidden in all melacha and not for the sake of food. So the ger toshav on Shabbos. Rav Yosi Omer ger toshav b'Shabbos ki Yisrael b'chol shel moed. Ma Yisrael b'chol shel moed megavel. af get toisha v'shabbos kein. Yosi says that a get toisha on Shabbos is like a yisol on Chol HaMoed. Just like a yisol on Chol HaMoed may do melacha of davar avod, means to avoid a loss, meaning such as gather wood from the field, and is forbidden in all melacha which is not davar avod in the field. So is a get toisha on Shabbos. Shimon, I'm a get toisha v'shabbos ki yisol v'shah yomis hashana. Ma yisol v'shah yomis hashana. Chayvish v'zereh v'koytzeh af get toisha v'shabbos kein. Shimon says that a get toisha on Shabbos is like a yisol on other days of the year. Just like you saw on other days of the year, may plow, plant, and reap, so a get toisha on Shabbos. Rav Amnuna, Rav Ada Ba'achra, B'Shem Rav, Halacha Kav Shimon, Rav Ada quoting Rav Amnuna, quoting Rav Ada Ba'achra, quoting Rav, said Halacha follows Rabbi Shimon.